Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Okay, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mid-America's most trusted source for news, KMOX.
At 5:03, we've got a thunderstorm and 74 degrees downtown at the Arch. The news is sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts, michaelsflooringoutlet.com. You've got total information PM. Today is Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Michael Calhoun, our top local story. Severe weather could rear its head again as we head into the evening hours, so let's check in now with KMOX meteorologist Dave Murray.
Michael, it was certainly a rock and roll morning and early afternoon. That action has pushed away, but the atmosphere has not been scrubbed out. We are still going to have the risk of rain and the possibility of strong to severe thunderstorms through 9 o'clock tonight. So don't let your guard down. The system's not done yet.
The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Jefferson County until 5:45. The severe thunderstorm over DeSoto moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. At the height of today's storm, crews were called to a water rescue.
We're going to route to 185 and the 185 spur in Sullivan,
During an active tornado warning, emergency responders rushed to a water-covered highway in Franklin County, 2 miles east of Sullivan, for a rescue. Missouri State Highway Patrol says it was a flash flood on Highway 185 at East Vine. That's near Sullivan High School. Police say a vehicle got stranded there as the waters rose too fast. An hour later, Highway Patrol confirmed the driver of the vehicle made it out and is safe. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Kevin Halpert is a spokesperson for the Sullivan Police Department.
No power outages. We did get some golf ball size hail on the northern end of town, but it was kind of limited to that area of Sullivan. There is some water over the roadways. I just heard from an ambulance that I-44 just east of Sullivan has water over the road.
Warren Robinson, the Jefferson County Director of Emergency Management, says despite a tornado warning covering nearly the entire county, the damage that followed was not as bad as it could have been.
We don't have any reports right now of any wind-driven structural damage that came through. Of course, we did have several trees and power lines that came down through the county, and there are, you know, numerous folks out here without power that AMRA is still working on.
Robinson says there was a lot of flooding, which involved some water rescues in some instances. As for hail damage,
I've not gotten specific reports of hail damage, though certainly, you know, we had a lot of reports of ping pong to baseball size hail across the county.
Robinson says they won't likely have a great idea of the extent of hail damage until after this evening's round of storms pass and residents can go outside to check their property. In other news, through 4 months now, how does crime compare in St. Louis City through this time a year ago?
KMOX has taken the raw data from the St. Louis Police Department's NIBRS reports and has found that through the first 4 months of 2024, St. Louis's violent crime rate is down across most major categories. Total violent crimes through the first 4 months of 2024 total 1,119, which was down 170 fewer violent crimes than last year at this time, and nearly 300 fewer than at this point in 2022. The largest dip in violent crimes were rapes, which fell from 45 at this time last year to just 15 through 2024. Assaults and non-fatal shootings are also down, while robberies are mostly flat. Homicides is the only violent crime up compared to last year, with 53 through the first 4 months of 2024 compared to 48 in 2023. April and January saw the most murders through this year, with 14 and 19 respectively. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
While visiting Eagle Pass, Texas today, Governor Mike Parson signed a bill supporting the deployment of Missouri National Guard members and Missouri Highway Patrol troopers to the southern border. Parson says the $2.2 million is money well spent.
They've deterred five national terrorists coming across this border and interdictions that we've stopped.
That means people's safety at home, and that's why this mission is so important.
Time is running out for Missouri lawmakers to pass a fiscal year 2025 budget. The deadline is Friday night at 6. In the meantime, Governor Parson signed a pair of bills into law regarding education matters. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County.
It would allow taxpayer money to go to private and religious schools. It allows for the expansion of charter schools into Boone County.
Another new Missouri law will modify provisions governing solid waste management permits. For the first time ever, the city and county public libraries are teaming up for a children's summer reading program.
STL Adventure gives kids the opportunity to choose their own adventure and explore different and fun pathways to learning. Plus, they get a free book just for signing up.
County Library Director Kristen Sorth. In other news, both libraries are also now offering library cards with the St. Louis City SC logo on them. Cicadas are emerging, but how many can we expect to see in one specific area?
As many as 1 to 1.5 million cicadas can come out of the ground from every acre of soil.
That's Ted Yankowski, lead entomologist at the Butterfly House. The 13-year cicadas will be spotted across 10 states, even stretching as far as South Carolina. The KMOX Business Desk talking up Missouri tourism to football fans.
Visit Missouri and the UFL are hoping people coming to St. Louis for the Spring Football League's June 16th championship will check out all the attractions the state has to offer. The newly announced Road to Missouri campaign will include interactive social media, special game day experiences, and more. State Tourism Director Stephen Fouts says his message to UFL fans is this: whether you're looking for outdoor adventure, cultural experiences, delicious food, or anything in between, Missouri has you covered. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.